I want to do this show because I don't replay anybody's content on my podcast unless I call out on Blog Talk Radio Network and I simulcast with somebody.
What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up!
Away from my freaking butt crack if you think I'm going to open any orifice for you freaking bronies. Random thing, what's going on? We got Munch My...
I got to do a few other things because I can't just focus on one person that I've listened to a five-minute show for. But I did say it was a shit show. And the only reason I said it was a shit show is because I thought it was a shit show after 5 minutes. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. But let's get to it real quick. This is what's meant.
You like drama? Yeah, that's what I thought. If you like drama, then I'll just hang up on you.
And I just would, you know, if you want to fight, show the fuck up. If you don't, shut the fuck up. See, I don't have time. Do you have time to go, maybe you'll come. Oh, maybe you won't. Oh, maybe you will. Maybe. Just show the fuck up or shut the fuck up. It's really that simple.
I don't understand this. I just don't get it. What? I don't understand that kind of... It's not even fun.
Now, tell me. Who are you?
K-I-L-A.
186.2.
The Worldwide Radio Show.
That's why you're goofy bone.
Let me tell you something.
Talk shit.
Blog Talk Radio.
And Freaker.
Brings you the most controversial radio show on the internet.
We live, bitches.
Recorded live.
This program contains corrupt material, including offensive language.
Viewer discretion advised.
Is he smoking something?
This is the stupid American public you're talking about.
Oh, please, please, give me a break.
You are now entering season 8.
I know I've been gone for a while, but I'm back, bitches. And there's no one around. Oh, well, who gives a shit? What's crag-a-lagging? I'm your brown color commentator. And with me always is the almighty powerful Mechazawa.
Oh, way to show up tonight, Goofy. I thought you were going to punk out like you did last night. You're scared of Bill Wagner. He's going to show up.
Bill Wagner's not going to call the show.
I don't think he's going to call the show. He might meme you, though. He might touch you with some memes. And then spam.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to spam memes of you everywhere, Goofy, and then write a rip-off report about you.
So he's going to get me before anything else?
You're going down, Goofy. I know you're scared of him. You know, you're scared to fight him because he's got... He knows every martial arts skill there is. And I know you're scared to death to fight him. I mean, you're pretty big.
Well,
you're out of shape, you know.
Well, I don't know how to answer that. I mean,
well, you gotta admit you've been hiding out on Periscope a lot lately. I mean, we haven't been doing shows here. All I know, you've been hiding out on Periscope, you know, talking to underage girls and fucking 190 women.
Wait a minute!
One-eyed Asian women and fucking other guys and shit and trans testicles. I don't know why you even like fucking Periscope. It's nothing but a horror show.
Look, Periscope is, you know, not the greatest place on earth, but it is a lovely, wonderful place if you know the certain people that I know. Now, I know you're not involved in the group, so that's why you're probably hating, but we're all a bunch of group of people that are just wonderful, and we all have fun. Everyone's just friendly. Don't have to worry about little snakes and fucking backstabbers.
Yeah, you do. You got fucking that guy, Bradman TV. Remember him? He was going to call the cops. You're like, oh, you don't have to worry about little snakes and back. Then every time I go in there, there's somebody in your chat room making fun of you. They're like, oh, you suck. You suck, Goofy. Get the fuck off here and all that. And you know it's not me because I can't type in chat because I don't have an iPad or whatever.
Let me just tell you this, Mechazawa.
What, Goofy? What are you going to tell me? You going to tell me about how you're scared of Bradman TV and you're scared of fucking... You're scared of fucking Bill Wagner. You got CM Punk hair and fucking caterpillar eyebrows and shit.
Mechazawa, you're going to turn a wonderful show upside down because I'm going to go ballistic right now because you're pissing me off.
It's too early, Goofy. You can't quit already. I mean,
I could quit if I want.
This
is
in Periscope.
You can't
just shut off the feed whenever you're like you get mad and someone hurts your feels in the fucking chat room or whatever. Yeah, we're talking about Periscope, Pimpad. I'm trying to tell him about how faggoty it is, why you should stop doing it. You know, unless you have these confrontations, then he's never gonna get better. See, now there's a lag that's gonna have to catch up.
Now, before
you should get off Periscope, Goofy. It's brought you nothing but bad things. I mean, you're scared of a guy with fucking green or pink hair and fucking in New York, and you're scared of Bill Wagner. I mean, he's a midget with a ponytail and no teeth. Okay, well, he has one tooth. He has one tooth. If you look at that picture. He's got one tooth, and he's going to bite you with it, Goofy. With his one tooth.
Man, I'm going to punch you in your fucking face, man.
Well,
I'm
it's not my fault. Look, you're
people.
The one that's been hiding out over on Periscope. That's all I know, okay?
I'm not afraid of any of these fucking people you mentioned.
I didn't think you are afraid.
Why are you telling the studio audience
you are afraid,
that
Chris.
We're fucking, that I'm afraid? I'm not afraid.
Yep, I think you are afraid, Chris.
Hey, what did I tell you about calling me that name? You call me that one more time, we're going to take a 5-minute break.
I don't think you will, Chris.
Don't call me again. I'm giving you one last chance. Because if you call me again, then we're going to have some fucking problems.
Look, Chris, calm down. We got a couple segments to go. I'll get some good material out of you yet, all right? I've got a big announcement to make later on. I mean, you don't even know what the big announcement is.
A big announcement? Is it really that big?
It's huge, Goofy. It's big. It's gigantic.
Well, I'm kind of baffled because I don't even know the announcement myself. I mean, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, Mechazawa's got an announcement. Did he get hired?
It's too early.
By a new radio
show? Too early to make the announcement now, Goofy. I mean, you gotta build up to it. You know, you gotta get the fucking. You know, build up to the surprise. And, you can't just out it right away. I mean, that's stupid. That's like ripping a Band-Aid off.
But there is no fucking surprise.
That's all there is. I have a fucking, surprise announcement that you don't even know anything about. It's a big-time announcement, Goofy.
Don't tell me you switched to Geico and you saved 15% off your car insurance.
No. Fuck no.
Then what kind of surprise is it? I want to know. I'm very intrigued.
Well, there's free money on Pastebin if you look at our chat room. That's not my announcement. That's the announcement in the chat room. There's free money at that Pastebin if you want to become a millionaire. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. On Pastebin?
Well, I'm not going to say what that Pastebin is of, because it's slightly incriminating. But, you could maybe become a millionaire if you click on that link to Pastebin. But only for the next hour or so.
Well, you heard it first, ladies and gentlemen. Mechazawa's claiming that you could be a millionaire, and
No, I'm not. Hey, don't say Megazawa is claiming anything. I'm just saying there's a link in
you
the chat.
You just told the studio audience that they'd be millionaires.
I know. I did not guarantee anything, and you know, it's not. I did not endorse this. You know, it's just something that came up in the chat room that I thought I would point out, and you know, don't hold me accountable for it. That's all I can say. Don't incriminate me.
Mech, you can't tell the audience that they're going to win millions of dollars and then they really
is
don't.
Is this what you did to your wife when she got that $350,000? Is that why she's in jail now?
Well, no. No, that has nothing to do with it.
To shut up, Goofy. Jesus.
Dude, that has nothing to do with this. Oh, come on, Goof. Do you know how to roll these stupid... I ran out of blunts, ladies and gentlemen. So we're rolling on papers.
You know what you did? You probably smoked like 85 of them on Periscope today. That's what you did. You know, you've been getting real reckless with these blunt wraps, Goofy, on Periscope.
What do you mean, man? I'm getting reckless?
How are we supposed to fucking smoke weed over here with no blunt wraps? I mean, I have a bong, but I'm not going to share that with Chewbacca. Fuck Chewbacca.
No. Chewbacca doesn't like hitting bongs. And plus, Chewbacca, wake the fuck up. Man. You ain't resting your eyes, you stupid shit.
Oh, man. Oh,
what's going on?
I don't know what that. I don't know about that stuff in the chat room there.
Oh God! What the fuck was that?
I don't know. It's gone now. It's gone now. That's all.
That looked like the UFO.
I don't know anything
writing.
About that. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh
was
God!
That
oh no.
Codes?
It looked highly suspicious, Goofy. Highly suspicious.
Jesus. I hope nobody found the files that I was downloading this morning
All I can say is I hope nobody hit fucking print screen and screen captured that. Because, man.
Oh, I took a picture of it.
Well, I know you did, because you record everything on Periscope now.
Yeah.
No. Now it's back in the chat room.
Oh, my God. What is that?
I don't know. I don't want to look at it, Goofy. I have virgin robot eyes.
I'm gonna delete it.
Okay.
Yeah. Here, I deleted that, so we can never see that again.
I have virgin robot eyes.
That was a lot of spooky language right there. I didn't even know what the fuck that shit was.
Oh. You know, I'm gonna close my chat window. I don't know.
Here,
let me delete it.
Let me delete it again, and hopefully it'll never come back.
Yeah. So anyways, Goofy, what have you been up to besides Periscope? I'm picking up fucking one-eyed fucking old Asian women in the mall while you drink Heineken.
Dude, that was hilarious, Mac. You should have been there, man. I was fucking there drunk.
I was glad I wasn't there because that bitch looked like she got hit in the face with a brick.
She was hella old. That bitch was motherfucking old.
She had a lazy eye and fucking buck teeth and shit. Yeah, bitch was
old. That bitch was hella old.
Why were you? What were you thinking? She's like, oh, look at you drinking beer in middle of the mall, and you're like, yeah.
No. See, the thing was
1:30 in the afternoon, and I'm drinking Heineken that I paid way too much for in the mall.
It was only $4. That's not way too much.
Whatever.
It was $8 for my Heineken. What are you talking about? That was perfect.
That's a lot of money for two beers. Sounds like
I'm not poor like most people.
Of a 12 bag there, Goofy. I mean, you know.
Excuse me.
Triple economics. You can drink it in the mall like an idiot, or you can go home and drink 12 of them. You know,
well, let me say
you don't
this
get,
again. I'm sorry. I'm
you
not
don't get hit on by
people.
You don't get hit on by old Asian women with fucking lazy eyes and bug teeth at your house when you're drinking 12 of them.
Is there any other pictures of me and that bitch anywhere? No, thank you.
What?
I was just fucking around and I happened to say, "Hey, baby, what's up?" And that bitch took it to the fucking heart, man. I mean, come on, that was hilarious. You got to give me an Academy Award for that one, Mechazawa.
I bet after you turned off the camera, you went and hit it.
You know me, Mechazawa.
You probably
fucked her in the,
you probably
in the
went
back
to the
of
stairwell
the
or whatever. Yeah, the stairwell. The old Asian.
You know me, Mechazawa. I always need a number of references. You know what I'm saying?
Should probably give you chlamydia.
Huh?
Yeah, nothing, Goofy. Don't worry about it.
Dude, don't be telling me that stuff, because that bitch gave me something. I'll kill that old bitch.
Are you kidding me? She looked like she was near death anyway.
Dude, I cannot roll for shit in this fucking stupid rolling container. Why am I rolling them backwards?
Rolling container? What is it? Is it one of the cigarette rolling machine devices?
Yeah, it's one of those little wrap fucking things. Yeah. Never mind. I'm just going to do it the old Mexican way.
Yeah, I hate this fucking alleged automatic rolling things.
This is a lot of paper I'm going to be smoking right now. Jesus Christ.
Is it like actual paper or is it fucking...
It's double papered.
So it's joint paper?
Yeah, we're smoking out of the Bible paper.
Bible paper? That's fucking ghetto as shit. Does it have writing on it?
We need to smoke something, right?
Does it have writing on it, Goofy? Or is it one of the fucking dividing papers, at least? Oh, you're going to hell. If there's a hell, you're fucked, Goofy.
I told you millions of times I'm going to hell.
Yeah, if there's a hell, you're fucked. They're going to be like, why don't you smoke up now, motherfucker? And yeah, you know, that'll be part of hell.
You'll be smoking,
you won't be able to get high. That'll be your hell, Goofy. You'll have the not being able to get high in hell.
That would be crazy.
No matter how much you smoke, you'll never be able to get high.
Acres and acres of fucking weed.
Yeah.
Given
the
to
best
me.
Weed ever. Everyone around you.
Shit, I know.
Yeah. Everyone around you will be getting high as fuck. You'll be. Yep. That's gonna be your hell, Goofy.
Oh my god.
Think about that. It's just the Bible page there. I'm going to hit my bong. It has nothing to do with Bible verses or anything.
Anyway, you don't even believe in invisible wizards, so what do you care?
Well,
anyways,
if there is, I don't see a reason of going out of your way to piss them off. You know what I'm saying? You know,
there's so many millions of copies. I don't think that one piece of paper out of the Bible is going to destroy anything. Do you want me to... Do you want me to read the verse on the fucking...
I don't want to know anything about your wicked ways, Goofy, and how you're going to hell. I mean, if there is an invisible flying sky wizard, like I said, why would you go out of your way to piss them off?
How am I pissing them off?
I mean,
I
burn a Quran. I'd fucking roll a Quran up.
Hey, you know what?
That.
Shut your mouth. You want to start preaching? I am what God painted me to be in His image, Mechazawa.
You're just ignorant. Anyway, I would smoke a Quran. Why don't you get a Quran sent to you and smoke that?
I don't know a Quran person.
Dude, all you got, you want Qurans? We'll send you Qurans. Don't worry. I'll have you fucking 50 Korans by tomorrow.
Okay, send them.
Should I send them to Irvine, California?
What?
Something 08. What's the Spanish word for green?
For green?
Yeah.
Gringo?
No, you're Mexican. You're supposed to know the Spanish word for green. But yeah, it's in Arvin, California, 93203 somewhere.
Spanish.
Is that
for green.
Is that where I'm supposed to send it to, Goofy, the Korans? Arvin, California?
Look, I had a friend in Arvin, but that bitch turned her back on me.
93203. Is that the raid zip code?
Yeah, that's her zip code.
Oh,
anyways,
hey, Wolves Talk Radio knew what I was talking about, the Spanish word for green. It's something 08, green court in Arvin, California.
Okay, well, whatever. If you're trying to threaten me by getting my old friend to be my friend again, I'm not going to do
nobody's
it.
Nobody's threatening anyone, Goofy.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm just returning the favor of what I had thrown at me. That's what I'm returning the favor of.
Oh, something threw something at you? Oh, aren't you a poor soul?
I am, Goofy. I'm poor. I'm poor.
How are you poor?
Well, I live at home with my mom, you know. Even though I've screamed literally at the top of my lungs at all hours of the day, no one's ever, ever, ever heard my mom here. You know, I live with my mom. Clearly.
Well, yeah. Well, Mrs. Zawa is sleeping, of course. She is upstairs.
Either that or we have
in a nice room.
Either that or we have incredible soundproofing in our house. But she doesn't ever hear me.
Anyways, Mecca, where do we get off on that? I wanted to smoke this Bible verse.
Speaking of living with mothers,
joint.
I see you on Periscope talking about how you live in your mom's basement while you're out in your little shack.
That's what some people say.
They're like,
the shack looks like
up.
A basement.
Well,
hey, Mac, does it really look like a basement?
Kind of. I mean, it kind of does. It has your fucking washer and dryer and shit in there too, doesn't it?
No, my washer and dryer is not here.
Most people have
what
that.
What are you talking about? No,
well,
the washer and dryer is in my garage, man.
You have a lot of
a shack.
Shit. I mean, you have a lot of old shit in there. Old shit.
What do you mean old shit?
The old clothes and fucking shit.
Oh, well, sometimes, I just take... Shit, when I get home, sometimes I go straight to the shack and I roll up a blunt
really?
And I take off my fucking shirts and I just throw them anywhere.
I've
what
seen
the fuck?
Shirt since 1992.
I'm single. I ain't got my mom coming over here picking up after me, Mechazal, so don't be fucking clowning me having my clothes thrown all over the place.
No. My mom does not come pick up after me. Because, like I said, I have screamed and screamed for her at all hours of the day. Never have I seen any of the sandwiches I screamed for or, any
well,
of the other shit
sleeping.
I screamed for.
You ever think about that?
A long fucking time. That's all I know. Long fucking time. Where's my sandwich, bitch?
Anyways. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to smoke. And I say this again. We're going to smoke out of a page of the Bible and some of my weed. I don't reckon.
You're going to smoke out of the page of the Bible. I'm going to hit this clean bong that has nothing to do with invisible sky wizards.
Whoa, wait a minute.
You go ahead and blast me.
You're not
going to
smoke
there,
with me?
Goofy. You go ahead and blast
you're
me.
You're not
going to
smoke with me.
Well, I'll smoke my weed over here where I'm not going to go to hell. And you go ahead and blaspheme away.
Hey, Mech, that hurts, man. You really want me to go to hell, don't you?
All right, no, I don't want you to go to hell. All right, here's what I'll do, Goofy. I'll put some wax on top of the weed. So it's like I'm smoking your weed.
What?
Yeah. Put some wax on top.
Whatever. Chewbacca, play the weed music.
Weed music? It better not be that fucking Desert Rose fucking Indian music shit.
Hey, don't be talking about a stupid bitch that doesn't exist on my show anymore. Please do not talk about her.
You're the one that was always talking about how big her tits were and how you wanted to do stuff.
Yeah, well, obviously they were fucking nasty, fucking milk in a bag.
You know she's
shit.
Old enough to be your grandmother, Goofy. You know that, right? She's like 55.
I still love tits.
I mean, she's like Debbie Daly's age. Ah,
Stop ruining the session. Smoke your bong. We're smoking out of a Bible fucking page.
Yeah. Have fun on that fucking train to hell.
We used to do this in county jail, so it's not really nothing new.
Look, if I was in jail, I'd smoke the Bible too. Cause, you know, fuck it, you're in jail. God hates you anyway.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, something about the Bible pages, they burn pretty good. But if they fucking burn bad, then there'll be a fucking, what you call it? Like, it'll run.
Yeah.
But now this one's burning pretty good.
It's like they know you're going to roll it up and smoke it. Of course, there's probably all kinds of chemicals and shit in that paper.
Nah, it's the Bible. It's just holy water.
Yeah, it's holy. The Bible.
Hey, no, stop being a motherfucking hater, man. I'm trying to smoke a fucking joint here, man.
Probably smoking fucking embalming fluid right now.
Oh, shit, it's running.
Formaldehyde.
Fucking running, Mechazal. Hold on, I'm trying to catch it. To all my young players at home, make sure you use your saliva if you're smoking your own shit. Make sure your weed doesn't fucking run off and fucking go somewhere else. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm fucking talking about, baby. Oh, man. Anybody want to smoke this? Or are they against smoking a Bible fucking page? Like Mechazawa is.
Oh, I'm sure Stabby will smoke it. He's an atheist. He doesn't care.
Fuck Stabby McCuggs.
He doesn't realize that's a religion in itself, but you know. He wants to be a cool hipster kid, Goofy. He's cool and he's a hipster.
Occupy Poland! Fucking Stabby McCuggs. You know, I don't know why everyone hates that I'm on fucking Periscope. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, for real, it's like my life.
Well, look at the losers that are on there. You got that fucking tranny that you posted a picture of.
Yeah, fucking.
You got Bradman TV. Yeah, Bradman TV. I mean, geez, Goofy.
I'm going to fuck that fool up, Mechazawa. You
wait
and
see. I think you're scared of him.
You wait and see, Mechazawa. I got a fucking long list of traveling.
He's working out, Goofy.
That I fucking put in.
He's working out. He's going to kick your ass.
I know he's working out, but he better fucking make sure he knows what he's doing, because I'll knock the fuck out of that motherfucker.
I don't think you will. I think he's going to clown you. And then he's going to put it on Periscope for everyone to see.
Yeah, let him.
He's going to be like, look at this damn punk-looking Mexican motherfucker. His caterpillar eyebrows.
You really still got to talk about the CM. You know, because of you and a lot of people out there, I'm known as CM Punk now.
You need to shave
like
unibrow, Goofy.
Fuck you, Mechazawa. Seriously. Why I gotta be like that, man? Well, what is it? It's our first show back.
Well, I'm just trying to help you out. You know, you don't want to have a unibrow.
How are you helping me out?
Well, I mean, I could continue to take pictures of you with this gigantic unibrow and make fucking memes of it. I mean, I could keep doing that, or I could tell you to shave your fucking unibrow. Which one do you prefer?
You know, your little fucking memes aren't gonna fucking hurt me. What am I going
to
do?
Yeah, they are. Especially when I'm
with
you in your little My Little Pony shirt. Shit. You know, your My Little Pony shirts that you have all over the place?
Yeah, sure. Those are fucking digitally enhanced pictures.
Look, we already have seen pictures of you in front of your little pinky pie shirt or whatever. I mean, when we doxed you, your fucking email address was goofybrony@gmail.com.
So and that was my email address?
That was your email address, goofybrony.
How is that my email address? I didn't sign up for that shit.
Well, that's your dox. That's how we doxed you.
Well, that's not me, bitch.
Remember
so.
Tiger Court or whatever?
Obviously. Stubby McCugs, I like to smile when women are around, okay? When it's just a group of fucking fellas. I'm not smiling, bitch.
Yeah, you were smiling really hard when that fucking busted bitch was fucking talking to you. She was like 60 years old with a lazy eye and fucking looked like someone smacked her in the face with a brick. No joke. What's up with that?
That was an old bitch,
plus
man.
I was just fucking
around.
Plus, she looked like a 13-year-old boy with no tits.
I don't know where you get that one from, but I was just fucking around at the mall, man.
Goofy's like, hey, what's up, baby? And she's like, oh, hey, what's up? Me love you long time. She
didn't love me long time. The bitch left me.
Yeah. Well,
she was there for 5 seconds.
She was,
she loved me long time.
She was,
Mr. Wizard.
She was a fucking seasoned pro, Goofy, and that means she's seen 85 seasons of whoring.
Yeah.
That
did
means,
I really come back? Did
that
I
means
really 86,000 to the radio show to fucking hear this bullshit.
Yeah, you did. Plus,
I'll go to the liquor store.
Plus, I have my
big
announcement.
I'll go get me some lunch,
and I'll
go fucking Periscope. Well, how about this, Mechazawa? How about I mute you, and your big announcement, I can fucking relay the message to fucking everybody about Mechazawa's big announcement. You guys ready for Mechazawa's big announcement? Who's ready for Mechazawa's big announcement? Because I am. I found the paper. We're going to talk about the big announcement. Are you guys ready in the chat room? Oh, it's not the big announcement?
That's right, Goofy, because only I know what the big announcement is. It's not written
okay,
down
well,
on paper.
Okay, what's the big announcement then?
Well, maybe I don't want to say it now. Maybe you've blown the moment.
Well, I want to hear the big announcement.
All right, Goofy, here's the big announcement, all right? Are you ready? Well,
ready.
Pimp Hat's gay. See it in the chat room? He's gay.
Okay, you're Patriot Gregging hard. You need to call back.
Patriot Gregging?
I mean, you're fucking hardcore Patriot.
Oh,
under the water Patriot Gregging.
All right, hold on. I'll call back.
Okay, call back. Anyways. Here's the best part of the show when Mechazawa's not around. Anyways, apparently Mechazawa's new announcement that he's going to fucking announce is that he is going to quit 186 Point Deuce. Yes, Mechazawa is leaving the radio show. He is he is logged into the fucking PTR chat room. And he's going to leave the radio show. He's going to start his own show, sponsored in part by Zawa Corp. And we want to wish Mechazawa a wonderful, wonderful
hey, you
good
shut
time.
Up. You shut up. I'm being informed that I was clear as a bell, that you're lying.
Lying?
You're a liar, Goofy.
I'm a liar.
You're a liar and you're a homophobic. As soon as I announced that Pimp Hat was gay, you were like, oh, you're Patriot Gregging, you need to get off the show. Why are you scared of Pimp Hat's gayness?
What? You're just Patriot Greg, and it had nothing to do with Good Bad's gayness.
No. I've been informed from sources that you are a liar.
A liar about what?
Yeah. You're how high your voice is. You're all guilty. Your high voice.
But I'm not understanding. But what am I guilty of? What did I do?
You tried to say I was Patriot Gregging when I was perfectly fine.
You were Patriot Gregging.
No, I wasn't. You're lying.
I'm not bullshitting you, Mechazawa.
You're lying, Goofy, all right?
I'm going to make you fucking
Why must you lie? Is this what
stupid.
They teach you over there on Periscope? So you talk lies over there?
No, they teach me the fucking mute button. When you can learn to act right, maybe you can fucking come back. Go back to 93.1. ZAWA. Serious. I go to Periscope just to fucking fuck around and have a good time. And you guys all fucking hate me for it. You think I really like to fucking be here and yelling at a stupid old bitch from Texas? You think I like to tell that stupid bitch day in and day out that her show is pathetic? It's nothing but a fucking rerun. Do you think I want to sit there and fight some old man in fucking Florida who cries and bitches that if he doesn't get his way that he wants people kicked off? A fucking wannabe racist, but when he mentioned his little black grandson, he starts crying. You think I want to fight these fucking guys for the rest of my fucking life? You're fucking tripping. I found a new fucking way, a new path, where I can have fun. And it's called Periscope. Now, I know to all you people out there, you guys are afraid to Periscope, but hey, go Periscope. Go have fun. Periscope is where the eye is. And now, a special message from the almighty powerful Mechazawa.
Periscope is gay. Periscope. I mean, look at the people over there. Fucking Louis B. uses Periscope.
Louis B.'s on Periscope?
He's on Periscope, Goofy.
Oh,
you know who
God,
else is
I
on Periscope? Bradman TV. With his green
hair. Yeah, we know that fat man is on there.
He's gay.
What else is new?
He's gay as hell.
Yeah, he's gay as hell.
I bet Vincent Touchy is on there, too.
Who?
Vincent Touchy. You know Vincent Touchy. You guys live in the same town.
Oh, fucking Vincent Dorsey.
Yeah, Vincent Touchy.
Well, I don't know. I don't even talk to that fucking dude.
You guys live like two streets apart.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do.
You're
fucking like right off the block from each other.
You're fucking
lying. You guys are San Jose buddies.
But
you guys hang out all the time. Mike Mazza and Vincent Touchy.
Got
and
the wrong
what's
dude.
Her name? Lettuce. I bet you hang out with her too.
Yeah, she's right here too.
Oh, gross. I don't know.
Anything else, Mechazawa? What's your announcement? We're waiting.
Oh,
for
my big announcement, my big time announcement. Mm-hmm. Ready for this, Goofy? All right, folks. Here it is. Unlike Goofy, I'm gonna actually attempt the 60 Nugget Challenge. I'm going to live tweet it, and I'm going to do it in honor of the Armed Forces. Memorial Day.
What?
60 Nugget Challenge in honor of the Armed Forces.
What?
It can't be done.
It can be
but
done.
But I'm going to try it. I know Goofy's a fucking liar. He tried to say he does it 2 to 3 times a week. And, you know, nobody's ever been able
Dude,
to...
Dude, I tweeted out a picture.
You tweeted out a picture
of fucking nuggets.
Yeah, wow. They were all full.
What do you want me to do?
They were full. You know,
no, they're empty.
No, they weren't.
I made them empty because I ate them all.
Made them empty. They were all full.
No, they weren't. Look at the picture.
Nobody can confirm that Goofy Bone has ever eaten 60 chicken nuggets. He's claimed he has.
God.
He's claimed he has. But I'm going to do it in honor of the troops, Goofy, in honor of the armed forces. You know, they've given us the freedom to eat 60 chicken nuggets on Memorial Day. They died for our freedoms. Should I throw a chicken nugget on the ground in honor of the troops?
I'm proud that you're taking the 60-nugget pledge. But you got to remember this, Mechazawa.
I'm going to live tweet it, if I do it. My doctors are saying, you know, this is not possible, that it's too much salt, that, you know, I could die. I'm kind of worried, Goofy. Kind of worried. I want to have a heart attack early, you know. But we'll see. I'm planning to do it. I'm psyched for it. I'm going to try to do it for the troops. And, you know, you don't seem very supportive. I mean, you
I'm
know,
very proud of you if you're really serious about it.
I don't hear
this,
anybody offering up fucking sauce suggestions or anything. I mean... Pimp Pat, he's kind of a dick. He was like, oh, you should get soy sauce. And I'm like, but that's more
soy
salt.
Soy sauce?
Yeah, he's trying to make me overdose on salt is what he's trying to
Look,
do.
Look, let me tell you this, Mechazawa.
I'm on
let
to him,
all right?
You know?
Let me tell you this, okay? After 30, you start dumping them in fucking milkshakes. You do... From 30 to 40 in milkshakes.
Are you fucking...
And then...
What? Milkshakes?
Yeah, like you dip it in a milkshake.
Jesus Christ, where am I supposed to get a milkshake from? How many milkshakes do I buy with 60 chicken nuggets?
Shut up! I take one milkshake. I don't take like two. I just take one milkshake. But when I'm in the 30 and 40,
supersized milkshake.
I have to eat them with the milkshake. So then after that, then it's just nothing but soda. But from 30 to 40, eat it with the milkshake.
From 30 to 40, so that 10 chicken nuggets you eat with a milkshake.
Yeah, because after you scarf the 30. Once you fucking scarf 31, I swear to God, Mechazawa, it'll taste like you're tasting ashes.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to eat that many. That's why.
No, the flavor of the nugget goes away.
Yeah, you're
that's
not
why
to,
you dump it in
you're
fucking
not
milkshake.
Eat that many, Goofy. It's a sign. You know, it's your body that's rejecting it.
No.
If I'm eating chicken and it suddenly starts tasting like ashes, I'm like, you know, maybe it's time to stop eating this chicken.
You sound like a failure right now.
It's not my next logical thought to be like, well, it tastes like ashes, so I guess I should dip it in my milkshake now.
Yeah.
Give
so
it a little bit of milkshake
flavor.
Yeah, milkshake flavor. Processed lard. I'm kind of worried about.
And what are you trying to say?
I don't think it's physically possible. I think that you've been bullshitting this whole time.
Okay, and what is my point on bullshitting? What do I see?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, you sound like a big man, I guess, saying you eat it
two to three
times a week. And
so
nobody's
what,
been
what
able to verify this.
Answer the question. What do I achieve by doing this?
I don't know. You didn't do it for the troops, that's for sure. I'm doing it for the troops.
Okay, well, that's good. That's really good.
Well,
and I support you.
You should. You should support me, Goofy. It's for the troops. Anyway, Goofy. How's your little Periscope girlfriend over there? What's her name?
Greena? I have several Periscope women.
Yeah.
They fight over me all the time. It's so funny.
Yeah, they're probably like 16.
Well, if they're 16, they're some big titty 16-year-olds.
Yeah, that's 16 these days, Goofy.
Well, whatever.
Goofy's going to jail. Gosh, telling me. No.
No, I am not. Ooh, yeah.
What, are you on Periscope right now?
Yeah. No, I'm not on Periscope. I'm fucking... I'm reading the fucking tweets that people have been... How many people have been hating me ever since I've been on Periscope and I have abandoned my radio show?
Yeah.
And
I'm getting cyberbullied because of that, Goofy, all right? You know, and that bothers me. People are cyberbullying me because we're not doing shows. They're like, look, you either do shows or you start paying us your lunch money, and I don't want to give up my lunch money. You know,
yeah,
if I don't eat my lunch, I'm not going to get all my vitamins.
And how are you going to live if you don't eat your lunch? You'll die.
Exactly. I need my vitamins.
You'll fucking die. Hey, did King James come back and win, that son of a bitch?
What?
Dude, I'm going to fight these motherfuckers. I'm going to fucking fight these... I mean, we're going to fight these motherfuckers in the playoffs.
What are you talking, Jew talk?
No, I'm talking basketball talk, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're talking yard ball. Yard ball.
Yeah, whatever.
Good old yard ball.
Yeah, whatever you say.
You get the sleeves, and you give them the fucking peach basket, and the fucking old soccer ball or whatever. You see how many times they can throw it in the peach basket? Yard ball, right?
I guess.
So how many slaves are on these teams?
Huh?
How many slaves are on these teams?
I'm not going to answer that stupid, pathetic fucking question. Are you fucking serious?
Look, Goofy, I don't know why you think it's like going to be a big secret or something. I mean, I'm just merely asking how many slaves per team.
You know me, I can't count.
That is true. You can't read either. Even though you took hooked on phonics. Didn't help.
I'm not hooked on phonics. I'm just a person that just missed a couple classes.
You definitely weren't hooked on phonics, that's for sure, because you failed hooked on phonics. Nobody thought it was possible.
Savvy McCubs, I'm going to tell you again. If you talk about my colon, I'm going to fucking ban you from the show.
He
and
says
you'll
that's
no
why
longer
you
participate
60...
in the chat room.
He says that's why you eat 60 chicken nuggets 2 to 3 times a week for your colon. He's interested.
I don't know
in
why you guys.
He's
do
interested
you guys
in
know
your
that
flow,
60 chicken
unfun.
Nuggets are nothing?
He's interested in your flow.
60 chicken nuggets are nothing. Now, if I said 120 chicken
Look,
nuggets,
Chris,
then, yeah, I could be 60, imagining things.
60 is already 60
chicken
an impossible
nuggets
number,
are nothing,
right?
Nakazawa.
It's already an impossible number. I'm going to have to go spend $15 on chicken McNuggets to prove you wrong about it being possible.
$18.35.
Jesus Christ. I could go buy like 5 bags of chicken nuggets for that much.
But see, these are McDonald's chicken nuggets. They don't taste
yeah,
that good.
Great. So they're fucking...
Oh, and don't forget the milkshake.
So when they get cold, they taste like soap is what you're trying to tell me.
Don't forget the milkshake.
Yeah, don't forget the milkshake.
Yeah, because for real, man, because after 30, if you just go without dumping them in the milkshake, they just taste like ash.
Yeah, like soap and shit, because the fucking... They're
not soap. I'm talking about ash, like cigarette ash, like weed ash.
That's
like Jews that were burned ash.
That's not a healthy thing, Ari. You're not supposed to.
That's why you dip it in the milkshake to make it fucking
flavorful. What kind of dipping sauce
flavorful.
Are you using while you do this? Are you just straight up?
I don't use dipping sauce. I just straight fucking guzzle them.
You straight double fist them into your gullet. Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't double fist them. Shut the fuck up. I eat them like popcorn. What can I say?
Do you even chew? Or are you just like, oh, and like swallow it? Like a whole fucking chicken nugget.
No, like I'll eat one, and if I chewed it enough, I'll throw another one in. You know?
So you don't chew them, then you just swallow them whole.
No, I chew them.
So you chew it once or twice and then swallow it.
Well, I'm not gonna fucking describe what the fuck I do, man. Jesus Christ.
You said you ate it like popcorn. I mean, most people would just like, you know, doesn't take
well,
much.
Well, how do you eat popcorn? How do you eat popcorn?
Well, there's various methods to eating popcorn, Goofy. I mean,
then explain it, Mr. Wizard.
You can eat a whole handful at a time. I mean, I can only imagine trying to shove a whole handful of fucking chicken nuggets into my face.
Can
you
do it? I can.
I don't eat 60 nuggets 3 times a week like you allegedly do.
I didn't say 3 times a week. I said 2 times.
You said 2 to 3.
Well, I did it once 3 times, but I didn't. Like, I could do it 2 times a week. Even on a back-to-back day, I could do it.
Well, all I know is everyone says you're full of shit, that it can't be done, and I'm gonna attempt to do it. I'm gonna bravely gonna try and attempt to do it for the troops on Memorial Day. For the troops.
Okay.
For the armed forces of the United States.
And when you succeed and you realize that it can be possible, then what, Mexico?
Well, then I'm probably going to want to vomit and or shit really badly. And from there, I'm probably going to not feel good for a couple of days.
Well,
that's what I predict.
Don't forget the milkshake.
Yeah. Because that's what you need, a milkshake with all that salt. Drink some more salt with that salt.
The milkshake is not made of salt, you idiot.
I would look it up there, buddy. There's salt in that milkshake.
Anyways, public schedule notes.
Why are you mad at me that I know that there's salt in the milkshake, Goofy?
Because there's not salt in the milkshake.
Yes,
and there's
is.
Kids out there that love milkshakes. There's not
salt
in milkshakes.
It's one of the main ingredients.
Okay, let's look up a McDonald's milkshake.
Okay. Look it up.
There we go. Chocolate McDonald's milkshake. Let's view the nutrients and ingredients. Okay. I would like a chocolate shake. No whipped cream. And of course the cherry. Okay, that chocolate shake gives me 110
calories. Did you just get
calories.
A fucking cherry in a chocolate milkshake?
I'm sorry, I forgot. It's a large. Okay, that large chocolate milkshake is 170 calories. Zero protein. 0.5% grams of fat, 39 grams of carbs, and 140 milligrams of sodium. There is no
Yeah, that's it right there, buddy. You know what sodium is? It's
there
fucking
is no
salt.
Ingredients
it's
that
salt.
Show that salt.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, there is salt right here. Yeah. Ingredients: high fructose corn syrup, water, cocoa processed with Alka-Seltzers, natural plant source and artificial flavors, caramel colored salt,
and potassium soybrate. I don't know. Contains small amounts of other shake flavors served at the restaurant, including eggnog.
All that sodium back way back, that's salt.
So what are you hating on me for, Mechazawa?
I'm just saying you're adding salt to salt.
Okay. So now what?
I don't think this can be done. I think it's going to be a waste of time and money. I think I'm going to get 60 chicken nuggets and I'm going to end up eating like 30 and then being like, yep, going to eat that other 30 over the span of the next 3 days like a normal person. Semi-normal.
Well, because, see,
person.
You're probably a little skinny-ass fucking, you know, little piece of fucking monkey shit. You know, I'm fucking a big old huge ogre. Obviously, you could see me in fucking my Periscope videos. I ain't fucking small.
Because you're an attention whore.
Chicken nuggets are like
Periscope.
Fucking holding a bottle of beer is like holding a fucking a Kool-Aid fucking drink. You don't understand, when you're big, things are small to you.
Are you trying to call me a midget like Bill Wagner?
Bill Wagner's not coming because Bill Wagner's a piece of fucking shit.
Well, he is a midget with a ponytail.
He can never. That motherfucker will never face me because he knows I'm coming after him. He knows when I find him. Why do you think I'm going somewhere to visit him? I got his whereabouts. And like I told you, it's going to be on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, that's what you said about Bradman TV, too. Nothing's happened. Haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
Think you're all talk, Goofy.
Yeah,
just like
I'm
your
all
60
talk.
Nuggets.
And
that
speaking
you
of all
talk,
you
about.
Know, I'm going to go Periscope right now because since I'm all talk.
Did I hurt your feelings?
You know, it's just going to, you know,
I mean,
we got to go back to Periscope.
I am wearing the BWC hat that you sent me as a prize. Winning the trivia contest on the radio station.
Dude, that was a great hat. I love that hat.
Yeah, thanks for the hat.
Hey, that's a token of my appreciation.
I mean,
seven painters to paint that hat.
I don't know why you sent me this gay fucking dream catcher thing. I can only assume you want me to light it on fire.
No. That was from somebody else. They sent that on Christmas.
Yeah. I figured it
but
was.
But I never sent it to you.
I can only assume you.
So that's what it was?
I'm supposed to
that's
light this on fire?
Dream catcher?
Yeah, that's what that thing is. And then that bug thing or whatever, which is, would give me nightmares if I had it in my room.
Because maybe she made it for you because she loved you.
Gross. I don't dig grandmothers. So I can only assume I'm supposed to light this on fire now? Is that what I'm supposed to do?
If you had any heart, you would throw it in a fucking pit of fire.
Yep, I think I'll do that. I'll do that tomorrow. I have a nice burn barrel out in back of my house. I'll just throw it in there. Light it up.
Wow. Handle that.
What are you on Periscope right now? You got all
no,
quiet.
I'm checking out one of my Periscope wives.
Oh, you're stalking someone.
I'm not stalking somebody. Somebody sent me something to check out.
You're stalking someone on Periscope?
My Periscope wife. I have Periscope wives. I'm sorry.
That's so gay. Next thing you know, you're going to be like, you're going to be like Wiener One Actual getting run off the internet because you told your fucking e-girlfriend you had feelings for her. And then she shot you down. And then she shot you down, Goofy, and rather than live with the embarrassment, you got off the internet forever. That's what happened to Wiener.
Okay, well, I'll just get off the internet just right
now.
Didn't
you notice Weena hasn't been on Twitter lately?
No, Weena got kicked off of Twitter, or hasn't been on Twitter because I threatened his fucking life.
No, that's not what happened. That's not what happened. He told his e-girlfriend that he had feelings for her, and she shot him down. Rather than face the embarrassment of being made fun of by everyone on the internet, he got off the internet forever.
Damn, that sounds like a good idea.
And he's doing his laundry.
I want to give a shout out to some of my wonderful listeners out there. Is it okay if we give them your Twitter shout out?
I guess.
At A Wen, WENDLY. Beautiful chick. She says she's tuning in, and she thinks that Mechazawa is being harsh on me. Are you being harsh on me, Mechazawa?
I don't know, Goofy. Who's this bitch? Who says I'm being harsh on you?
Excuse me, it's one of our fans.
Who is this? Which one of our fans? What's their name?
Anyways, enter today and you could win a grilling package worth over $1,000. Click the link that I'm going to put in the chat room.
You made up that person, didn't you, Goofy? Because you think I'm being harsh on to you. They don't have a name.
Click the link in the chat room that I just put in. Sponsored in part by Cabela's.
There's a problem with that, Goofy, because I've learned about links from Tim Pat and how you shouldn't trust them. But here, hold on. I'll put one of the sponsors in. Here's one of the sponsors. Okay, there's a sponsor, Gork.com.
Anyways, I put a link in the chat room. You can win up to $1,000 in a grilling
package.
That's
a highly suspicious link, Goofy.
From Cabela's, the sporting goods store. Imagine, $1,000 worth of grillings. A grill package worth $1,000. That sounds great. Shout out to Cabela's. And we're going to go ahead and retweet the link that they put out on Twitter. And, shall we give out a couple of more names to, who's listening to the show? Anybody? I guess not. Well, anyways, go ahead and click on that link, and like I said, $1,000 worth of cooking stuff. You can imagine what you could fucking win. Enter to win Cabela's pellet grill package. Like I said, $1,000 value. Sign up today. And you'll be automatically entered to win. You know what I really would love right now? A Southern Western chicken burger with some nice, good olives and parsley.
Sounds fucking good.
That sounds good.
Olives and parsley. Blech.
Check this out.
Blah.
Mechazawa, we're sponsored, and I'm trying to do something from the sponsor, and you're fucking up, man.
I have salmon burgers in the freezer, Goofy. Salmon. They're good.
I only eat salmon when I'm out eating sushi.
Fucking hipsters.
Anyways. Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't hit me up. You know, I take double shots of 1800 on Periscope. No, I'm surprised no one's fucking made fun of me for that shit.
Well, ever since you stole my Jack Daniels that one day, I haven't watched you drink anything. Since that one day you stole my Jack Daniels and tried to deny it.
Oh my God, can you shut the fuck up about that, please?
Yeah, that's a sore spot, huh, Goofy? Isn't that why you quit the last time? Because you got caught drinking my Jack Daniels?
I did not get caught drinking your fucking Jack Daniels. You need to shut the fuck up and stop that. Anyways, I want to give a shout out to another person who's listening to the show.
Little Kim?
No, it's not Little Kim. Little Kim hates my show.
Is it Girl That Gives Out Free Service Pros?
At Tahara Gray.
At Tahara Gray?
Yeah. Shout out to Tahara Gray.
Tahara
and Paulina.
Gray. Sounds like a fake name.
Paulina XMAE. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds fake.
Thank
you,
people, for
hands up, baby.
Oh God. Well, thanks, invisible listeners, for invisibly listening. Why am I gonna make up people, Megazawa?
I don't know why you do the things you do, Goofy. I mean, you know, you made up fucking Karen Vu.
You know,
you made it up like you're not Mike Mazza. I mean, you make it up like you don't sell purses. I saw your picture selling purses the other day. I know.
Fucking audience members.
You fake like you ate 60 chicken nuggets ever in your life. I don't think you did.
What is this? Fake weed I'm smoking? I mean,
I think you had an old chicken nugget box in your car, and you're like, oh, I'll fake like I did fucking 60 chicken nugget challenge. Really, I only ate 20. I had these two old boxes in here.
What am I going to do saving old boxes of chicken nuggets?
Hey, you tell me, buddy. You tell me.
That's the most pathetic thing.
You're the one that keeps saying that you fucking, you know, you're eating 60 nuggets like it's nothing. And you don't have high blood pressure.
Tomorrow you're going to do it. You're going to do it
not,
because you're going to support
How do you not
troops.
Have high blood pressure, Goofy?
I do have high blood pressure.
I'm sure you do.
And I take pills that look like horse pills. And what?
Chicken nuggets can't be helping.
And what?
I'm just saying.
No, this is my life, Mechazawa.
Maybe you should get a mixed salad.
This is how I live.
Big chicken.
Why are you hating on how I live? This is 60 nuggets is a luxury to me. That's something I love.
Maybe you should get a plain salad with nothing on it.
You know what? I'm really getting mad right now because you're just fucking hating me that I can eat 60 fucking chicken nuggets. And you,
I'm not sure
nothing
that's
you
something
can
to be proud of,
about
Goofy.
It.
I mean, this is a lot of chicken nuggets.
What? Well, what's wrong with that?
I mean, there's many things that people would say is wrong with that. I mean, there's people in Africa that wish they had half of a chicken nugget. You know, some people would say that. Meanwhile, you're double-fisting them down your gullet like a seagull.
And I don't see what's wrong with that.
Do you like, fill it up like you're... You fill up your mouth until, like, it's completely full with chicken nuggets. You, like, stuff them all in there.
No, I don't do that. Now you're acting completely fucking stupid. Shut up, Mechazawa. That is completely fucking stupid, man.
How do you dip it in milkshake? Hey, Mechazawa, from 31 to 42, you're going to want to dip that milkshake. And then from then on, what you're going to want to do is get a Dasani water and dip it in that from then on.
You fucking see. Shut up.
And maybe a Diet Coke. because it's got free refills.
Oh my god.
I bet you're one of those people too, aren't you, Goofy? You go in, you get like a fucking like quadruple cheeseburger, and you're like, oh yeah, and a small Diet Coke.
Never that.
Yeah. You're like small
I'll
Diet Coke.
I'll ask for a double quarter pounder, but then add fucking two more patties to it.
That's just outright. Why?
Why is it not out? Now, why is that not right?
Why are you getting... You're making them make you a one-pound hamburger?
Why not?
Because, first of all, McDonald's...
They have mystery menus.
Real food.
Do you know they have mystery menus?
Yeah, I know. But McDonald's food isn't even real food, Goofy. It's not even real.
I don't know what the fuck's your problem, Ekazawa.
Well, I guess we'll find out tomorrow when I attempt to eat 16 chicken nuggets. You know, the last time I ate at McDonald's was like 6 months ago. So, yeah, this is going to be an experience.
Well, I don't know if you ever tried one of my favorites from the fucking...
It's going to be a no, because I don't eat at McDonald's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, go ahead. What's your favorites?
Never mind. If you don't want to eat, then I won't tell you, bitch.
Maybe I'll order it when I go get 60 chicken nuggets tomorrow.
I want to see if you could devour a land, sea, and air burger.
Let me guess. That's the fucking... McFish and the McChicken and a fucking hamburger all smashed into one, right? Yeah, I've heard about these things. What are you going to tell me about the McGangbang?
No.
You going to tell me about the McGangbang?
No, it's a Big Mac, a Filet-O-Fish, and a McChicken.
Yeah, I was close. All smashed together. Next, you're going to tell me about a McGangbang, or, you know. These things are old, Goofy.
No, I'm not saying that I invented this shit. I'm just saying that this is what I motherfucking do. I eat from this menu.
Well, tell me this, Goofy. Does the Shamrock Shake have mint in it?
What?
Some people say the Shamrock Shake has mint in it. That it has a minty taste.
Wow. I've never had a Shamrock Shake.
Are you serious? Even I've had a fucking Shamrock Shake.
Nah. I don't need fucking gay fucking fruity drinks.
It's a fucking milkshake that's colored green.
Okay. And?
Yeah. Right. I bet you've never had the McRib either, have you?
Did you know that you could have biscuits and gravy at fucking McDonald's?
I would never have biscuits and gravy at McDonald's.
What are you talking about?
I bet the gravy comes like in a tube. Like, all right, hold on, we'll get the gravy out, and they get out like a fucking caulk gun. You know, and they're like clicking on it and clicking on it and clicking on it. And they're like, I don't know why the gravy is not coming out. And then all of a sudden it like spurts out like, you know, diarrhea. It's like.
I'll tell you right now, when I eat, it's called a Big McChicken. It's just fucking, it doesn't even got bread on it. It's a Big Mac with the McChicken patties in place of the buns. And motherfucker, when I eat this motherfucker, ooh, I'm getting farts all day.
Yeah,
all
night. It's McDonald's food. That's why.
Man, because I thought we were talking about farts and shit. It doesn't matter what food. Any food makes you fart.
Yeah, well... some people don't have a fucking regular seat at McDonald's like you do. You have a
I do not have a reserve. Shut your fucking mouth.
You got a reserve section at your McDonald's.
Shut your fucking mouth.
The frequent customer section. And it's just you.
I hate you, Mechazawa. You're really making me mad.
Do you go in there, everyone greets you by your first name. They're like, hey, Mike. Hey, how's it going today, Mike?
No. It's Damiano.
They're like, can I pull your chair out for you, Mike?
My name is Damiano, and that's what I'm sticking to. Anyway.
All right. They're like, hey, what's up, D? What's up, D? Are you going to order the whole menu today, D? Are you just gonna stick to your 2 to 3 times a week 60 chicken nuggets, D? And then they're like, yeah, this fucking Mexican guy comes in here every day. He's fucking putting my kids through college, and he doesn't even know it.
You know what I want right now is a nice, good sourdough cheesesteak melt from fucking Jack in the Box.
They're open late.
Mixed with a sirloin.
Whatchamacallit, Uber car? See, what you do is you call the Uber car and be like, look, I don't really want to ride. Just go pick me up fucking food and I won't pretend like I rode with you.
Oh, you know what I should do? Yeah, I'm going to go do it right now. Fuck yeah. I'm gonna go to Sonic's right now.
Yeah, Sonic Rock.
This is In-N-Out Burger. No, where's Sonic's secret menu?
Sonic Rock. They have a big-ass secret menu. And they'll make you anything.
Shoot. We got to end the show, Mexal, because I'm hungry as hell. And I got to drive 30 minutes to fucking
We got to end the
Sonic.
Show because Droopy's got the munchies, everyone.
Dude, I'm fucking serious, man. Fuck, I got to drive 30 minutes. Sonic.
All this talk of 60 chicken nuggets makes him want the nuggets. Let me guess, you're going to go to Sonic and get the fucking popcorn chicken and the fucking, tater tots.
Fuck.
Goddamn, their tater tots are so good.
Have you ever had a jalapeno burger? A jalapeno cheeseburger at
but
fucking
now I kinda,
Sonic?
Now I kind of want to get in my car and go to fucking Sonic, but I'm not going to do that. It's too far away.
Well, anyways. Oh, no. It looks like my mom's calling me, so it looks like we got to end the show. I want to thank everyone for joining us.
Your mom's calling you from upstairs? Saying, keep it
going. She's telling me to go to Sonic's and get her a fucking jalapeno fucking triple cheeseburger.
Screaming, keep it down.
With a side of fucking...
She's going to give you $4, and you're going to be like, that's not enough, and she'll scream at you, make it enough.
Make it enough. Oh, my God. I've never had grill ham and cheese sandwiches at Sonic's, and I'm going to fucking
make
do
it.
Enough.
Yeah, they'll make
it. Did you know that?
As long as they have
the... They have something called a Dr. Pepper orgasm.
Yeah.
My God. Well, I'm out of here, Mechazawa. Let's do one last thing, because we're going to be here tomorrow unless Mechazawa comes up with some stupid excuse that his ankle's broken and he can't walk.
You're the one that's fucking scared of Bill Wagner. I showed up on time last night, and you weren't here because you were fucking scared of Bill Wagner.
Show up? Did Bill Wagner show up?
It doesn't matter if Bill Wagner showed up. You took the CM Punk route because you got his hair, his fucking eyebrows. You went that route and you dipped. You were scared of fucking Bill Wagner and his wrestling friends.
Wrestling friends.
Yep. You were scared, Goofy. So what are you going to get at Sonic?
Jesus Christ.
You're going to get a ham and
cheese. Are you serious? LeBron James? He won today? Oh, my God. I fucking hate that motherfucker.
Oh, I know you love LeBron.
I hate that motherfucker
and
with a passion.
I mean, you have the same haircut as CM Punk, so it's obvious you love CM Punk.
Fuck you. We're getting out of here. One last thing,
yeah.
You know. Fuck you.
One last thing. Who's going first?
We're not doing nothing. We're just ending the show.
Oh. What, like your gay Periscope broadcast where you just click in?
Go ahead,
one last thing. I'm going to attempt the 60-nugget challenge tomorrow that Goofy says he does. Nobody believes him because he's never confirmed it. And, you know, I'm going to attempt to do it. I'm not going to say I'm going to be able to do it, but we'll see what happens. See you later, everyone.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. And we're bad. And I mean, we are bad. We're here to take over the airwaves and destroy the world as usual. But until then, I want everybody to know that I appreciate everybody out there. Regardless if you love us, if you hate us, you're still listening to us. And that's how we know we'll always win. So all you people out there like Savvy McCuggs and Apocalypse, Big Bill, thank you all for listening. Want to give a shout out to the WBWC Media Corporation, the Golden Goose at Lowell's Talk Radio, and of course the Pimp Hat himself, the great Pimp Hat. Pimp Hat. I'm Goofy Bone, saying good night. God bless y'all, and don't forget Mechazawa's 60 Chicken Nugget Challenge, because he's gonna take the pledge, like I did, and like I continue to do every day. Remember who we are, and remember what we represent. For the big dog Chewbacca, the almighty powerful Mechazawa, I'm Goofy Bone on top of Spreaker Mountain, looking over the valley of Blog Talk Radio and the misty mountains of Toshu, saying good night. And remember, if you're not good today, you better be good tomorrow. Get us out of here.
1AD6 Point Views is brought to you in part by...
Where is the original Goofy Bone?
Acme Corporation, featuring outlandish products that fail or backfire catastrophically at the worst possible time.
Oh, yeah, they pissed me off. Oh, I just want some fucking attention. I just want some fucking attention. Wah, wah.
Sirius Cybernetics Corporation, a decidedly inept company responsible for the design and creation of a wide range of robots and labor-saving devices.
How do you babysit a little black kid?
How?
You lick his lips and stick him through a window.
How dare you!
Moncorp, a large multi-billion-dollar industrial complex with numerous subsidiaries and a monopoly on robot production.
I am...
Wrong damn kid!
The new face of fear. Don't you understand, Goofy? Oh, do you understand the power of darkness? The power of hate? You don't. You know nothing about it.
Additional funding was provided by...
You better shut your freaking mouth. You understand me, you little weasel?
Since 1968, Rich Industries continues to provide a number of quality auto services to customers both in Krieger and nationwide.
The person you're hosting your show with today will be your enemy tomorrow, because none of you loser motherfuckers have 1 ounce of loyalty.
Major funding for this program was provided by...
I succeeded. I destroyed you.
Soil and Corporation, whose newest product is Soil and Green, a green wafer advertised to contain high-energy plankton from the world's oceans.
Yeah, I turned it in. Did y'all hear me? I turned the report in. I did it. Me admitting it on the air. So if you get 404, I did it. Okay?
You're jealous?
The very big corporation of America taking over the world, one small business at a time.
A secret document containing the names of men within privately favored friendly relations with the West.
This program was made possible in part by a grant from... Warbucks Industries, now the world's largest producer of depleted uranium artillery shells, cluster bombs, and cat food.
We know this is a plot to acquire the document, thereby embarrassing the West.
Shun magic and shun the appearance of magic, shun everything, and then shun shunning.
As always, should you or any member of your force be caught or killed, the secretary will disavow any knowledge of your actions.
I'm fucking serious here. Out of all of the things that we accomplished here, we're the most controversial show here on Spreaker.
This tape will self-destruct
in 5 seconds.